So last semester, I studied abroad in Puebla, Mexico. I was at the Universidad de las Americas, or the UDLAP, as they call it. And I had a couple of friends from Spain there who were going to go away for the weekend to celebrate Mexican Independence Day on September 15th. And interestingly enough, one of them had two of his friends that were from Barcelona were coincidentally in Mexico at the same time. And one of them had been just sort of traveling around and just meeting people, just making friends and doing random things. And so he had formed a lot of really strong relationships with people in a town called Acatzingo. So we decided to go with my friend, me and Sylvia and Mark. We all went to go meet Mark's friends in Acatzingo. And we got there and we were walking around the town at night and just looking at the beautiful streets. They were decorated with colored wood shavings, and they were all designed beautiful, just to celebrate Independence Day. And we were walking around and we got hungry. So one of Mark's friends that knew the town well was like, okay, we'll go find somewhere to eat. And we just walked into this place. I didn't really know where we were going, and I sat down and people brought me atole, which is a Mexican drink made with corn, and tamales, which is a type of Mexican food. And I was sitting around this table with people who had all come to Acatzingo for the religious communities, which are very alive and strong there. And they'd come from all different countries. I was sitting at a table with people from Spain and Argentina and Nicaragua and Costa Rica, in Mexico. And I finally asked, I asked, where are we? What are we doing? And it was just someone on the in the neighborhood had just opened up their house for people to come to and just made food for everybody free of charge and just basically opened their doors to anybody who wanted to come in. And so it was a really cool experience for me because here I was sitting at a table in a foreign country that I'd come to, not knowing anybody, sitting with people from all over the world and just eating in a stranger's home, basically. And this experience was really meaningful to me because it was a whole different level of hospitality and community than I had ever experienced before. And obviously, I'm in a different country speaking a different language, so there's a level of discomfort there. But I felt very comfortable and very welcomed and very part of a community. So this hospitality doesn't always manifest itself in the same way, but one thing that I've noticed about a lot of the relationships that I formed while I was in Mexico and the people that I met there was that there is this sort of warmness and hospitality and genuineness in the relationships that I've built. And you know, when people invite me to their house in different parts of Mexico, I know that they're really serious about it. They'll put me in contact with their family even if they're not there. And so there's this genuineness and warmness and sort of feeling like the relationship really matters that I would like to emulate with all of my relationships with people.